I'm not going to lie to you. The wedding culture is getting out of hand. People have turned holy matrimony into an unholy ditty party. What used to be an occasion to introduce one side of the family to the other has turned into a moment full of sin and regret. When we had culture, men would give a dowry to the father of the bride as an insurance clause. The money was to be invested and saved for the bride in case of a divorce, so she had something to get on her feet, not just left out in the cold. Now couples are spending tens of thousands of dollars on a party before they even buy a place to live together. So before you get married or put a down payment on a wedding, I think you need to listen to this.
Our weddings, nothing to do with Christianity. The way we dress up, the way we behave, the way we go about it, what has that got to do with the Christian wedding? What has that got to do with a Christian wedding? Do you understand what marriage is? Do you realize you as the man, my son, you represent Jesus Christ? And do you realize, my beloved daughter, you represent the church of Christ? You are the bride, the church, and he is the groom, the heavenly groom. Do you understand it is about Christ and the church? It's not about the two of you going, spending money left, right, and center just to prove I can do a better wedding than that guy over there. If he had free hand bridesmaids, I'll put 30. If his limousine was a Ford Falcon, mine will be a Ferrari. Is this what Christian marriage is all about? Oh my goodness. The boy and the girl meet. They decide to get married. They come to the church when they are ready to get married. And they will say, Father, I'm getting married on this date. Okay, so preserve that date for me. Reserve it. And you're going to do the wedding for me. I want you to reserve the date. Okay, Habibi, come here. On what basis are you getting married? I can assure you, a very big percentage Christian people who got married on Christian basis, Christ was absent. Isn't that funny? Not the whole wedding is about Christ. And we are doing all this and Christ, poor guy, is out of it. Christ is absent. It was all about me and him. It was all about me and her. What about Christ?
And I think what makes it worse is that we're investing tens of thousands of dollars, like I said, into a ceremony that doesn't benefit anyone spiritually or in the long run. Now, I'm not telling people how much they should spend, as if they should go to the Dollar Tree and get all their decorations. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that we need to change our focus back into why we are spending. It's our intentions that are going to drive results, not necessarily the outcome. It doesn't matter if you have 100, 200 people at your wedding. We really need to introduce Christ back into our weddings to make sure that we are faithful, that we are having a Christian wedding, as we say, and not necessarily one filled with consumerism, materialism, and capitalism. Well, that is it for me. My name is A.B. Ridgway, and I'll see you on the other side of your blessing.